91. That's 866-333-9191.
5:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Rachel McAllister, KSL's top local story this hour. Elko County prosecutors have decided to seek the death penalty in the case for the murder of 16-year-old Michaela Costanzo. The Elko Daily Free Press reports the district attorney made the decision after listening to recorded confessions from 18-year-old suspects Tony Fratto and Cody Patton. Both have pled not guilty in the killing of Michaela Costanzo after she left track practice at West Wendover High School. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their power as Hurricane Irene moves up the East Coast. ABC's senior health and medical editor Dr. Richard Besser in New York tells how to prepare for water and gas emergencies.
Look to see how to turn off your water and your gas. It may be during a storm like this or following a storm that your local officials tell you there's been a break in the water, you need to turn off your water, or there's a problem with the gas supply. And you don't want to be starting to look for how to do that in the middle of a storm.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, your kids survived the first week of school and the heat. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time, 5:04.
Breaking news.
Last year, we offered a copy of those journals to the West Valley City Police, and they declined.
On KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
I guess we got caught up in the crazy housing boom.
I lost my job and lost my benefits.
We had been in the house so long, we didn't want to lose it.
I was only going to pay interest for the first 5 years.
I fell really behind in my mortgage payments and received a foreclosure notice.
But we couldn't pay this.
We got hit pretty hard when the introductory mortgage rate expired.
What these people share is that they all got in trouble with their mortgages, and they all called a certified housing counselor for help.
Our housing counselor looked at our paperwork and she knew something was wrong.
She understood what needed to be done, and she helped me work it out with the bank.
The housing counselor got to the right people right away.
This is a free service. If you think you're in trouble, don't wait. Call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling now. The earlier you call, the better your options.
We were smart. We called the housing counselor before we got into some serious trouble.
To find a certified counselor near you, call 1-866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
In the mango diet now, the summer's newest weight loss craze.
I'm sticking with the corn dog diet.
All right.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. Just a little bit of a reminder that the southbound I-15 ramp to Provo Center Street is currently closed and will remain closed for up to 90 days during reconstruction. We're also seeing a little bit of some congestion at SR-201 and 5600 West, about a 10 to 15 minute delay, so try and avoid that if you can. See how much your business could save on voice and internet. Call Comcast Business Class. We still have some clouds hanging around along with the heat, but we might get lucky and see some scattered showers possibly tomorrow morning, then finally some lower temperatures by Wednesday. 93 degrees right now at 5:06. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Rachel McAllister, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser.
This is The Browser.
It changed my whole metabolism, and I lost 24 pounds.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction and social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
Every family needs a tech guy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Somebody's got to be a computer geek.
For sure.
Now.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, have you been working hard, working extra hours, going the extra mile, doing anything and everything you can to get that promotion? And then you get passed over.
By the boss's lunch buddy.
This is in the name of a study that did not need to be conducted because I think most of us already knew. That,
I choose not to believe
really,
that this is true.
Well, it is true, but let this not thwart your efforts. Let it instead refine your efforts.
To be a suck up?
Well, no. Yes. And maybe. 92% of senior executives say they've seen people get promotions through favoritism. 84% of them have observed it at their own companies. Notice, not admitting to it. Oh, I have friends that are executives that do that. However, the good news is that although playing favorites is a heavy factor in career progression, executive stay skills and performance reviews are the reason for their most recent promotions.
Not the one before that, though.
Yeah, so we've done that in the past, but not recently. I think the key here is to become the favorite, to learn how to become the favorite. And you don't have to do that by kissing up. You can, in other words, this is targeted hard work, targeted effort.
So become the favorite by being a good employee.
Well, yeah, but to the people that matter, everyone else forget about them. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't believe when in that type of ethic.
When I went, it's a matter of knowing who the people are that make the choices and making sure that you shine with them. Still do your job. No, see, here's, let me explain this better because you're reading it wrong.
Okay.
Because I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, because this sounds awful.
I was being sarcastic. Okay, so I took over a restaurant. And my boss had 7 other restaurants. He was an area manager. So my goal number one, become the best restaurant manager of the 7,
well,
right?
That's good.
Do everything. So my performance with my job responsibilities were the best, absolutely the best. But now I'm thinking, okay, I want to be more than a store manager. So I'm going to go above and beyond and do targeted things for individuals that have ability and authority to help me progress.
Like bringing them flowers?
No.
Okay.
Like offering to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
Offering to help them with their stuff. So within 3 months, I went from the store manager to the area manager. I now had the 7 stores. And then I did the same thing again. Master my job functions to the best of my ability, better than anybody else. And then start looking for opportunities for people that make key decisions to help them with their job and to start doing those. So my regional manager, his marketing manager left and he was going to hire a new one. And I said, no, don't do that. I'll do that for you. You can do that and run the 7 stores. Yeah. And if I can't, if I screw it up, hire somebody else. So when the time came for him to leave, I already had all the marketing down. I was already running my 7 stores well. And so it just,
well,
there's a technique
that is just
here.
Good business sense.
Yes,
and that's
it's
being
not
a
about
good employee.
Kissing up.
Right.
And that's why when this says that hard work doesn't get you promotions, I disagree. I think working smart and effectively and understanding who those people are can.
Well, and it doesn't explain how do you become a favorite. Did you become a favorite by doing your job well? Then that's fine. Pick your favorite. But if you became a favorite by some other means, then no.
Well, my means of doing their job for them.
Yes, yours was fine.
Okay, so I have approval for mine.
Yours was fine.
From Iverson. But a lot of times, look, we're talking about, and I'm sure you've all faced this and may face it now, the favorite is the nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's somebody who
or
has...
Or the pretty girl.
It's the person that does not have the experience, does not have the work ethic, doesn't have things, and it's factors outside of work that get them that position.
Yes, and that is what the headline implied, although not sure if that is what the study really said. Now, here's some bad news. That was the good news.
Oh, that was good?
Well, the Congressional Budget Office's annual summer update of its budget and the economic outlook have just come out. The good news of it is that they are not predicting a double dip. No double dip recession. They are not predicting that.
Okay.
Although,
again, and I'm assuming they mean recession in the technical term.
Yes.
That doesn't mean
things aren't going to get a little worse.
We don't decline a little and then go back up. Yeah.
But when they're talking about unemployment, it's pretty depressing. The numbers that they're coming up with.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, they had thought maybe we'd be around 6%, maybe average over the next several years. But now they're sticking at 8% or higher unemployment rate through 2014. So we're talking about 2.5 more years of 8% or higher unemployment.
We talked about it today on Doug Wright's show. employers don't have a reason to hire.
Because, they don't have enough money to
no,
hire.
No, no. What's happening
That's
is
part of it.
They do actually have enough. Corporate profits are up.
I'm talking about small businesses.
Dramatically. Small businesses, it is a little bit different, but in the companies that laid off, that's who we're talking about, for them to go back and hire, because they're the ones that we need to rehire, they're making record profits, but they have no reason to rehire people because all of their staff are now doing the job of the two or three people they had there before. Employee productivity is at its highest level in a very long time. Corporate profits are at a pretty high level. And if your corporation is saying, look, all the staff, they're handling all the business we're doing, and we're making plenty of profit, you can cut their taxes all day long. They're not going to hire until they can't handle the business they're doing.
Right, but I'm talking, I just know with small businesses anyway, that they don't have the money. Their people are struggling to do the work that the people were doing mm-hmm. that had to be laid off, and they don't have the money to hire someone new because of the high tax rates.
Because of labor burdens. A lot of people don't know that for every dollar that you're paid, your employer has to pay so much to the government. And depending on the profession, that could be as much as half or 60 or 70%. So you may cost your employer $1.50 for every dollar as opposed to just a dollar. And that's a big deal when mm-hmm. you're trying to grow.
Mm-hmm. We have a texter saying, the guy who got his boss a pair of golf shoes didn't get laid off. I didn't get him shoes. Guess who got
That's
laid off?
Bad.
I've never. Hope most people are not that way.
Never made a purchase for a boss.
No?
No. No.
I think you got Kevin like a loaf of bread for Christmas.
No. Was there a loaf of bread somewhere?
I don't know. I
oh, that was my wife bought something for meters. Yes.
But not just for, hey.
Yeah.
Here's some golf
shoes. And especially not a nicer purchase.
No, dollar no. store only.
No, but buying nice things for your co-host, that can be good sometimes.
Can it? All right, then. We'll write that down.
Yeah.
Coming up, this is a topic of debate all everywhere I've lived, and this is how do you teach your kids to address other adults? Do we need kids to have a little more manners in this department, or is it okay to get a little more casual? We're going to talk about that coming up next on The Browser.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A doorway? Or will you build a stronger family, healthier children, a brighter future? What will you build? Through Habitat for Humanity, volunteers around the world build simple, decent, affordable homes, and so much more. We build stable communities, new opportunities, and better lives. So what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
At other laser eye centers, you may feel like just another number, but at the Cataract and LASIK Center of Utah, the only number you'll ever feel like is number one. Discover the unique difference of eye LASIK, the only all-laser procedure customized to meet your eye's specific needs. Act now and we'll give you up to $1,000 off your eye LASIK procedure and two movie tickets just for coming in for a free consultation. Call 1-888-600-6767 or visit numberonepatient.com. The Cataract and LASIK Center of Utah, focused on you.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet.
They moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened?
10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
Behind-the-scenes video and chat with Jay and Amy. Friend the browser at Facebook. We'll talk about it on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for joining us on the browser today. I am Amy Iverson here with Jay McFarland. And this is the question, and it changes in what part of country, of the country you live,
yes.
And in what country you live. But how do you teach your kids to address other adults? And if you don't have kids, how do you like to be addressed by children? Do you like them to call you Mr. or Ms. or Mrs.? Or do you like to be called your first name? There's different options. I put this on Facebook. Lots of people are chiming in. Some people saying that they will tell their children to call other adults Mr. or Ms. until that adult tells them otherwise. Which I think is that's what I've told my kids. Or they could do the Miss first name, like Miss Tina or Mr. J.
I don't like the Miss.
Sounds like a puppet,
yeah.
A little bit, but that's what they do in the military a lot. It's Mr. or Ms. with your first name. So I was Miss Amy a lot, which I didn't mind. But one person, Mark Vaughn, he is saying something that I've run into a lot, and he says that he has taught his kids to address people as Mr. or Ms. or Mrs., and then that adult will say, oh, no, go ahead and just call me Amy. You know, it's fine. And he feels like that undermines his parenting.
What he taught them.
But what if I don't want to be called Mrs. Iverson? Mr. Iverson. Really bad. But if I don't want to be called Mrs. Iverson, isn't that my right?
This is about rights, really?
I want to be called what I want to be called.
This is why I teach my kids to use the universal
dude.
Hey, dude. That works everywhere. I don't think it undermines anything. You teach your kids that, and then as long as that's their default, and then if other people say, you know what, I prefer you call me this, then you respect that. You end up teaching them respect in both ways. What's wrong with that? Instead of just saying, no, there's only one way to address people, and that will never change, and it's my way, mister. No.
Now, what with your kids in school, I'm guessing they address their teachers Mr. and Miss or Ms.
I don't know. I've never been in their class.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, my kids will call they both have female teachers, Mrs.
Yeah.
Whatever. But well, preschooler, it's Miss Mindy is his teacher.
Some will use a first name. or a last name, right?
I think
which one is appropriate?
Those are fairly respectful. Now, Maria Chaleos posted that she taught her kids to do Mr. and Ms. or Mrs., but when kids call her that, it makes her feel old. So I go with that, Mrs. And a lot of women will say, no, that's my mother-in-law.
Yeah, you used to be able to use ma'am, but ma'am
makes
is
me feel old.
Offensive now.
It's not offensive. It just makes you feel like you're 60.
So you're not, are you one of those people saying, I'm not a ma'am?
No, I don't. And we have been in the military for many years, so I had people calling me ma'am since I was 23. And I would just say, oh, okay. You know, it's not my favorite word to be called, but I know people are doing it out of respect.
Well, and my first job, I was a cashier. And so you always said, sir, yes, sir, thank you, sir, have a nice day. Yes, ma'am, how can I help you, ma'am? And that's what you were just trained to the point now where I still do it. Like if I go into a grocery store and somebody and the cashier gives me change, I'll say, thank you, have a nice day to them. Before they say it to me, because that was so ingrained in me from my youth of working customer service. And they always look at me funny. They always kind of go, that's my line.
They don't say, you're welcome.
They say, thanks. I'm like, thank you. Have a nice day. And they're like, okay. Because that has been so ingrained in me. But that came from work, not from my parents.
But that is a good thing.
Yeah,
to have
so.
That ingrained.
So.
Chris Thornbad says he prefers doctor. He doesn't have a PhD, but he just likes to be called that. So we could arrange that.
We have a texter who says, I want to be called governor with a British accent. Now I can go with that. That's awesome. It's got to be a cogni.
Your
governor.
Kids' friends, what do they call you, or do you ask them to call you anything specific?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I've never asked them
They don't ever say, Mr. McFarland.
No, because it's usually like, hey, kids, get out. Just like, go away.
I'm guessing it would be like, hey, I get this a lot. You know, like, Rachel's dad.
Yeah.
And I like that.
I will tell you, if they called me by my first name, that would seem strange.
Would it?
Yeah. I like to have that degree of...
Do you?
Those names, they kind of get that degree of separation. Because you don't want to be buddy-buddy with your friends' friends, right? You want those levels, those lines of respect.
I guess. My next-door neighbor, Carter, he's 4, 5, 6, I don't know. He calls me Amy, and I think it's cute. So it doesn't bug me. But I can understand. I have had friends in the past who said, we've really taught our kids to call people Mr. or Mrs. And, you know, could you respect
You're
that?
You're kind of throwing
and
that
I'm
off.
And I'm like, okay. But it just makes me feel older than I want to be. Okay, so are we settling it?
Can we just decide?
Call people whatever they want to be called?
I think, dude, it works. It actually works.
Now, a texter just said when they were in school, they called their teachers by their first names.
It's changed. And again, as you said...
I don't know any of my teachers'
first
names.
As you said, it's very regional. Kids in the South, especially, sir, ma'am... Very respectful in their language, very polite, and you
one
can
phrase,
tell it is very ingrained.
One phrase I heard all the time in the military and down in Texas, mind your sirs and ma'ams.
Mm-hmm.
So they want them to be saying those.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is a little survey that just came out talking about the pressure parents put on their kids. This is mostly regarding schoolwork, but can be applied generally. And in the U.S., what do you think? Do you think people felt like we had too much pressure on our kids, not enough, or just the right amount?
Well, I can tell you how I feel, and it's not enough.
You don't think we have enough pressure on our kids?
No. I think parenting has, and we kind of talked about this on Doug's show, we're in a place where more and more, especially in education, we've been taught that it's the government's job to educate. And so parents get less and less involved in education. And the less they get involved, the more the government has to step in and do more. So you've been in this situation where parents seem to feel like if I get them to school, that's all I have to do.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is one of those questions where everyone thinks they're doing fine, but everyone else needs to put more pressure on their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The results say, yes, 64% of people in the U.S. feel like we don't put enough pressure on our kids.
I agree with that. The way, and if you look at school districts that are showing marked results over other districts around the country. They're raising standards. Lowering standards has never worked. It can't work. Raising expectations is the way that you get success out of kids, either in the home or in school. The key is how you do it. But we fail to understand that without expectations, you can't succeed. You can't feel successful if you don't have standards to meet.
Well, and interestingly, I know this past year there was a lot of hubbub about the Tiger Mom. Remember this Chinese author who was talking about putting so much pressure on her kids? Well, in China, they feel like there's too much pressure on their kids. 11% of people only said that there was too much pressure.
11% said there's not enough pressure.
Right.
In the last decade, more than 400,000 people died on America's roadways. That's one person every 13 minutes. Since 1969, the American Traffic Safety Services Association has worked to make all roadways safer by providing safety devices, including bright signs and pavement markings, guardrails, and crash cushions. Most American roadways were built in the 1950s, so much more needs to be done to reach the ultimate goal of zero deaths. Safer roads save lives. Learn more at ATSSA.com, a public service from the American Traffic Safety Services Association.
We all plan. Our daily schedules, our grocery lists, our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner. And he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
KSL 24-Hour Newsroom, I'm Rachel McAllister. KSL's top local story this hour, investigators are now determining how to proceed next in the disappearance case of Susan Powell. West Valley City Police say they found the things they were looking for and don't plan to reconvene at the Powell's Washington home. A police trailer full of evidence from that home is now to be taken back to Utah, where it will be analyzed. KSL's top national story this hour, a two-hour interfaith prayer service was held today at the largest Catholic church in the Americas to celebrate the opening of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the National Mall. The $120 million memorial is the first site on the National Mall to honor an African American. Coming up on KSL News Radio, our warmest week of the summer is almost over. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time, 5:30.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, about 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
In May of 2000, Dave O'Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver Zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Why be ordinary? Be extraordinary and donate blood. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood now more than ever. All types are needed. To find a blood drive near you or to make an appointment, go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's redcrossblood.org or 1-800-RED-CROSS. Make a difference today by being extraordinary and schedule your blood donation.
Screen display
on your windshield,
while you're
driving.
Yes.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. Traffic seems to be moving at freeway speeds on all the major roadways. We do have an earlier accident on SR 201 and 5600 West. One car and one truck, and it looks like police are handling that, and it shouldn't cause any delays. Just a reminder about the northbound I-15 split in Orem beginning this weekend. Drivers exiting at Orem Center Street, 800 North and 1600 North will need to stay to the right two lanes at the split in order to access those exits. Sutherland's Warehouse Prices Hometown Service, located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Looks like we've still got a few more days of the heat coming our way, and sticking around till mid-next week. We'll have a low of 72 tonight, and cross your fingers, we might see some scattered thunderstorms early tomorrow and potentially into next week. 93 degrees right now at 534. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Rachel McAllister, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser. You're always Twittering all the time. Have you ever gone a whole show without Twitter? Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
I'm all about saving the cash.
Yeah, I know. I know you
absolutely.
Are.
Absolutely.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
There's like this trend on this show. You're always like, I sense like a fashion thing. Like you're trying to change me, Iverson.
Oh, wow. I was not putting that off at all.
No. I'm okay with
now, we have a texter saying, the experts on TLC's What Not to Wear say that wardrobe duplicates, like the same polo, different colors, are lame and boring now.
Yeah, what's the point?
But I'm here to stand up
for you. Just going to say on my tombstone, Jay McFarland, lame and boring.
But this is the thing. This is not to make you into a fashionista. Fashionisto. As a man. These are just some basics.
Okay. So
not,
what are we going to do?
I'm not going to do what not to wear. You're the one who found this article,
we're
by
gonna
the way.
We're going to see if, yeah, but that doesn't mean I wanted to talk about it. I just throw everything in a pile, and then you kind of sort through it and go, yes, no, yes, no. Uh-huh,
but I didn't come across this in my searching. You must be searching the fashion websites.
How did I find this? Who was it? Hang on. I gotta see where I've been surfing.
I just think this is good basic knowledge. These are just talking about staples. Now, yesterday we talked about ingredients every man should have in the fridge.
Yeah, this is from wisebread.com.
These are the ingredients of your closet that every man should
so
have.
So is this like a test to see how
no,
I'm doing?
I'm not testing you. Although we could talk about it. I mean, if you want. a texter says, I think Amy and your wife, Jay, are in it together. I think you told me your wife does most of your shopping, though.
Not really.
No?
No.
You do it for yourself.
Not really.
Santa?
How long has it been since I've shopped? I mean, yeah, you know, a typical guy, you hit a certain size and weight, and you think you're going to stay there. You don't ever have to shop again.
Oh, well, that's good
news.
Just
wear the same clothes for the rest of time.
Well, it says this article says the clothes make the man, which is true to an extent. But don't be confused that brands make the man. You could be as crisp and clean and classic in a Kmart brand as Kenneth Cole. It doesn't matter.
Kenneth who?
It's a designer. Okay. So one basic that they said you can't forget is the undershirt, which I know our boss talks to us a lot about. He always wears an undershirt. Keeps your dress shirts nice and clean.
Yeah.
You can change that. You don't have
to change it. Mine are getting kind of gray, though.
Kind of getting gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep those white. That's a good idea. And then the black socks. I think we had this discussion a little bit ago because you had white socks on.
Yeah. What do you think? What color today?
Please,
I'm hiding.
I'm begging that they are not white because you have a black shirt on.
Here's the problem. I don't know what color socks I'm wearing.
That's really sad. Let's look.
Okay. What do you? Charles has got black.
Oh, okay. He has black.
Black socks today.
Good job. Men, both these boys have black on today.
How did that even happen?
But you have brown shoes.
Yeah, see?
Dang it. So, you were on a roll. And
okay,
then...
so I have brown shoes. So should I have brown socks?
No, you shouldn't have brown shoes on.
Why can't I have brown shoes
on? Because you have a black shirt on.
The shoes have to match the shirt?
Yes, if it's black, yes. Sorry, I'm just letting you
know. If it's blue, they don't have to match the shoes. But if it's black, they have to match the
black
shoes.
Black or brown,
how
yes,
is
please match.
Anyone
Charles,
supposed to keep track
Charles,
of this?
Charles, black shoes, what do you have on there?
Black shoes?
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Are they the same black shoes you wear every day, or do you change if you change based upon shirt color? Come on.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing.
Well, that's why I'm here. So this is the basic. You need to have brown shoes and belt and black shoes and belt. That's it. Just two things.
It's too
brown
much.
And black. You can get a reversible belt.
It's too much.
That's what my kids have. And then you just have to have two pairs of shoes and a belt that reverses. It's really easy. Okay, that's one more basic. Now, also, we have talked about this. I'm just going to reiterate the non-pleated khakis, okay?
I still have a pair of the pleated.
Throw them away. They don't look good on
what
anyone.
What if pleats come back?
No.
They were in once. They'll come back.
They weren't in.
Charles, no pleats for you, Charles.
No pleats. They just make everyone look bigger. So it's just better to have good flat front khakis. And I like this age-appropriate jeans. Don't get the holy big stitching if you're over a certain age. I'm going to let you decide
See,
what that
here's
is.
Here's the texter but... thought the shoes were to match the belt.
Yes, that is true. But if you have a black shirt on, you're not going to do brown shoes, brown belt.
Why?
Those are
understand.
The two basics, brown or black.
Is black and brown go with almost anything.
Just not each other.
Oh. Why?
Those are kind of the two, that's the division. Is it the brown family or the black family? That's what you have to decide. That's it. That's your only thing you have
it's
to decide
too
in the
much.
Morning. Now, they said get a basic navy blue blazer. Goes with anything.
Don't have one.
Okay. And when you're looking at ties, don't go crazy. Stick with the college stripe ties. They don't go out of style, and they just don't change. It's not a trend.
I have some stripe ties.
Good.
I do have a tie pet peeve.
Which is?
Cartoon ties.
Yeah.
At church.
Oh.
Don't
Well,
do,
cartoon
don't.
Ties.
Not at church. Don't.
Don't be so judgmental.
Don't. No, look. You know, don't. No.
Brigham says his wife puts his clothes out for him. Okay,
see,
Brigham.
My wife's still asleep when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's
I'm
no one to say,
left to my
why
own
are you
devices.
Wearing...
But, you know, I'm in radio, so.
Well, what, we do TV I... 2 to 3 times a week, so.
Well, but that's just from the shirt up. So my socks don't matter.
Unless we're on Studio 5.
And on those days,
the
I
The wardrobe manager would come running over.
On those days, I do a little better, right? You've seen me. I've had, like, that blazer kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very professorial. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just in case you have some problems, I have just a couple tips for you. You also found this story, by the way. And these are if you're traveling and something happens, wardrobe malfunction, what do you do?
What is the malfunction?
Well, I'll tell you.
A texter says, I totally disagree. The non-pleated pants look ugly and make people look fatter.
Tell me your name, and we'll speak privately. Okay.
We'll have an intervention.
What if your zipper gets stuck? Do you know how to unstick it? This says you need to rub a bar of soap on the zipper.
This sounds like Jay's Gems.
Kinda.
Come on.
Or if you don't have a bar of soap, liquid soap will do in a pinch. Okay. Now, what if you have an iron at your hotel but no ironing board?
Towel on the dresser.
Towel on a hard surface. Thank you. And make sure that you run it on a towel first, because who knows what's stuck on the back of that iron. Mm. You don't want to get that on your shirt, especially if you're going to like a sales meeting or something.
Another texter, what about a James Dean tie at church? No. No.
Why are you the church tie guy?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you're there to think about certain things. You don't want to suddenly be thinking about the Tasmanian devil. Or James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause. It kind of throws you off.
What if you go to your meeting and, haven't tried this shirt on a while, and you can't get the top collar buttoned? Too
you
small.
You pull that tie up really tight.
You can do a fat tie.
Yeah.
Or you can also just get a twisty tie off a loaf of bread and just
really?
Make it a little bigger as long as your tie
I
is covering
I accidentally
it,
somehow
fine.
Have a shirt that has an elastic on the button.
Well, there are
so
things
it's
called
got a stretchy
collar
neck.
Extenders.
This one had the it's stretchy. It came with it.
All right.
I don't know how I got it,
I have more tips. I'll share them another day. But, hey, everyone, live well and dress well.
And Hank Aaron tie? No. No.
The presidential season got real intense, real fast.
He's out of his depth and doesn't understand how the economy works.
We have a broken economy. This country's hit the wall.
And with two favorite sons in the race.
With the debate behind them, Mitt Romney and John Huntsman head to New Hampshire.
KSL will follow the race closer than ever. Get updates right out of bed with Utah's morning news, analysis with the Doug Wright Show, and updates as you drive home. Listen 3 and 4 times a day to KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Join KSL News Radio at the Smart Women Smart Money Conference presented by Zions Bank on September 28th at the Salt Palace Ballroom. Get behind the wheel of your financial future at this free event designed to help you accelerate on the road to your financial success. Rev up your finances and take away practical tips on budgeting, building wealth, and more. With Oscar-winning actress Gina Davis as the motivational keynote speaker, this year's event promises to be one of the most entertaining and inspiring conferences ever. Seating is limited, so register early at ZionsBank.com. Smart Women, Smart Money. It is free to the public September 28th at the Salt Palace Ballroom. We do recommend that you register early because it does fill up. The Smart Women, Smart Money Conference presented by Zions Bank on September 28th at the Salt Palace Ballroom. Register at ZionsBank.com.
You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States. But if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son Jaden into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and United Soybean Board.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Exclusive photos, video, and your comments. The Browser is on Facebook. So friend us and then listen to KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I thought I had the perfect Labor Day gift to get Jay. I knew he wanted one.
We're buying Labor Day gifts now?
I'm a gift giver. I had heard you say you wanted one, and one of my new favorite websites, Kickstarter, where you go, people have their ideas for products or services. Uh-huh. You can donate a little money, get them going.
I have a couple ideas up on a
Kickstarter?
Site like that. I don't know. It's a different
one. Kickstarter's the only one to be on now.
Really? Yeah. That's why nobody's sending
it's
me money.
It's fun to tool around that site. Anyway, and this reminded me of that film with Will Smith, too, with the jellyfish. Now, maybe one of the coolest things I think at aquariums are looking at the jellyfish.
In aquariums?
Yes.
You mean the big aquariums?
Yes, going to the aquarium. But you can't have them at home because the traditional fish tanks suck in the jellyfish. They die.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
So this is this new idea on Kickstarter that an aquarium designer didn't know you could be an aquarium designer, but Alex Anden found a way to modify how the water flows so that you can have jellyfish in your own aquarium. Now, they figured this out before, but it was so expensive, it was just a commercial venture.
And now it's come to the common man.
Yes, Jay.
Mm.
But you have to donate $350. You're not that special
to the idea,
to me,
or you get one?
To the idea.
And then that's not even a guarantee
you'll
get
one? No,
yeah,
you're on the waiting list.
Oh.
He has received $85,000 in contributions, though. But they think you can just basically have, you'll get the tank and a kit, and you'll get a moon jellyfish, which is not harmful to humans. Now, of course, some people are not happy about this. They don't think...
They want the harmful variety?
No, they don't think you should...
Oh.
You should put jellyfish in a captive space just for your enjoyment.
But you, they're okay with... Any other type of fish?
No, remember San Francisco just banned the whole goldfish. They don't sell
not
goldfish
at all.
Anymore.
So they're just against the whole aquarium concept.
Don't just text in lame. We don't know if you're talking about Jay, me, or the idea.
And they're going to text back, yes. Now, I will tell you, when I was 12 or 13, I had the best idea ever. It was the wall mount aquarium.
Yeah.
That would look like a picture frame.
Yes.
Right? But it would be an aquarium in the frame.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called one of these places, get your invention. I was young, you know, and they had them back then. And they said, oh, we love your idea, the Walmart aquarium. Just send us $15,000 and we'll put together a prototype and this and that. And that was the end of my...
Oh.
But since then, I have seen the Walmart aquarium in Skyball Magazine.
Yes.
Yeah, did I say Walmart?
Yes,
Walmount.
You did. You've got Walmart on the brain.
Walmount Aquarium. No, they have Walmart aquariums there, like $29.95. No, the Walmount Aquarium.
I don't understand the... someone has texted, jellyfish don't even have brains. Doesn't mean they're not pretty to look at.
Thank you for that. Now, we didn't get to this in the food segment. Two food items here that we didn't get to. The first is, I emailed this to Amy Iverson, they now have Spam Lip Balm.
I don't like spam!
Spam, 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 spam.
tried the bacon lip balm, which was disgusting.
We have some.
I cannot imagine this would be any better.
Yeah, it's not good. We'll get a sample of the spam and try it, but my hopes aren't set very high.
Mm-mm.
So, and then the other thing we're hoping, we didn't get feedback on this the last time we asked, so I'm going to ask again. Amy and I were looking for a world record that we can beat. We want a browser world record. And there's a lot of them out there. And the interesting thing about world records is they don't have to really make sense.
No.
They just have to be something that you can do the most of. For example, this one's already taken. I don't know if it's for us, but we were going to think, we're thinking about doing it on Studio 5.
Yeah, we're not sure if Brooke Walker will go for it.
Or if we should tell her in advance. Sometimes you don't ask, you just do.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most tandem pizza face slaps in 15 seconds. Here's how this sounds. They're each holding.
Did they win?
A New York. Yeah, they did. They're each holding a slice of New York pizza in each hand, and they're just tandemly hitting each other.
How many?
174 slaps.
In 15 seconds.
In 15 seconds.
Love it.
It's awesome. So again, if you think of a world record for the browser that we can brag, let us know. We'll do it.
Maybe.
I'm not committing to your any idea. It's
right.
Got to be the right
we'll
idea.
Pick. We yes. will pick. Speaking of food, maybe if you, I think most of us know someone who's gone through chemotherapy for something, and maybe they've told you, eating with metal silverware like we most of us do leaves this horrible metallic aftertaste in their mouths. Chemotherapy changes your taste buds, and they don't like it. And so a lot of them will just use plastic. Well, that's not as fun as eating with real silverware. A company has come up with...
I've never considered fun eating with silverware.
Why?
Oh, we're having so much fun here. Look at my knife. Hey. Look at my fork. Hey.
Yeah. It's better than your fingers or plastic.
I've always considered it very utilitarian, not fun. Hey.
That's where we differ. So, this company is called True Flavorware, and they have invented this cutlery, forks, knives, and spoons that feel just like good metal silverware, but they don't leave that aftertaste in people's mouths who are cancer patients. Environmentally friendly and cost-effective. You can get a set for, I think it was $20. So if you know anyone, I'm just telling you, that's a great thing to get them.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Did you hear about the woman, this is in Tacoma, Washington, she caused a major accident. She lost control of her vehicle and flipped her car several times off of the highway. It ran off the road. She ended up in the ditch much farther down the roadway than when she started. And sometimes when you are in an accident, it might not be a good idea to tell the police what you were actually doing.
Yeah.
You want to know what she was doing?
Are you telling us to lie, Jay?
No, I'm just saying that I don't know if that helps your cause. She was in the process of signaling to another driver.
Ah.
And I don't mean in a good way.
Right.
This
Her
was
displeasure.
A little road rage, and she was so intent on making the other driver see
she lost
the signal. She lost control of her vehicle and rolled it several times.
Oh, I guess we shouldn't laugh.
Three people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Don't waste your time with risky fad diets, gimmicks, or shortcuts. Get help from BMI, the Bariatric Medicine Institute in Salt Lake City. The doctors and staff at BMI provide long-lasting surgical and medical weight loss solutions and have helped thousands of people from all over the world achieve their weight loss goals. They can help you too.
I lost a total of 140 pounds.
I've lost 122 pounds with the Bariatric Medicine Institute.
BMI saved my life. I couldn't tell you where I would be if I hadn't done this.
BMI's team includes board-certified surgeons, an Olympic athlete, a registered dietitian, counselors, trainers, and many more. All of their services combine to create a truly life-changing opportunity to help you reduce your weight and restore your health. Start a new, healthier life with BMI, the Bariatric Medicine Institute, in association with Salt Lake Regional Medical Center at 1046 East 100 South in Salt Lake City. For more info, call 801-869-7140. That's 869-7140. Or go to BMIUT.com.
Visit KSL.com today for your chance to win great prizes just by logging on. Right now, you could enter to win tickets to the Timpanogos Storytelling Festival September 1st through the 3rd, or a pair of tickets to Pirate and Princess Party's Family Grand Ball September 6th through the 8th. You can also enter for tickets to the Utah State Fair September 8th through the 18th at the Utah State Fairgrounds, or a pair of tickets to the RV Super Show September 15th through the 18th at the Southtown Expo. Find out more by logging on to KSL.com.
This is KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk.